she didn't get Rose Weapon again?
No.
Okay. Patient's name is Jeanette Horn. First name Jeanette. Last name Horne. Date of birth is 6/29/1952. Date of service is 4/15/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. The 69-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of coughing up green phlegm and fever. She did come to the clinic on 4/8/2022 and got some injections and prescription of azithromycin and a Medrol dose pack. However, she is still having some symptoms and complaining of excessive fatigue. Allergies to neomycin. Current med was discussed with patient and is placed in the chart. Medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, GERD, DVT, depression, anxiety, arthritis. Surgical history. Hysterectomy and appendectomy, social history, denies drugs, ETOH, or smoke, ROS, CHBI, vital signs, blood pressure 124 over 82, heart rate 103, respiratory rate 16, temp 99, O2 96, and she weighs 213 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pearl, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even and labored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel count times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait steady, skins warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan. Number 1, left lower lobe pneumonia. Patient did get a two-view chest x-ray, which is consistent with a left lower lobe pneumonia. And when compared to her last x-ray that was done in January when she was diagnosed with pneumonia in that same area, it does look similar. Patient agrees to get a shot of Decadron in the office, and then we'll give her a prescription of Leviquin to take once a day for 7 days. Patient will be given an order to go to the emergency room for evaluation, possible admission for worsening pneumonia to take with her in case she does need to go to the ER. Patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.